But first, it's time to check in with the Cowboys owner and general manager. Joining us on the ticket hotline is Jerry Jones. The Cowboys had the weekend off. They'll play Tennessee coming up this Sunday. Morning, Jerry.
Hey, good morning. How you doing?
All right.
Good. We just wanted to check in and see how you spent your bye weekend.
Good, good. I've enjoyed my bye week. Listened to a lot of Lady Gaga. Really enjoyed it.
Good.
Fun experiment.
That's
and
good.
I tell you, we've been really working hard preparing for our next opponent.
Mm-hmm.
I've been overseeing the football operations, and of course the impending bankruptcy is going to hit me any time now. Overbuilding on that stadium. But I thought we'd bring Wade on here. You know, Wade's our coach still.
Right, still.
Unfortunately.
Mm-hmm.
Wade, you there?
Hi, Jerry.
Morning, Coach.
Oh, hi, Craig.
Hey, Wade.
Yeah.
I made good on my promise to you. Now I want you to make good on your promise to me to win this next game. I took you to the
state fair
just like you wanted me to.
I will, Jerry. We're going to win this game real good this coming weekend. And thank you so much, Jerry, for taking me to the fair.
Well, hey, it's the least I could do. If that's the only thing you ask for, I'm all right. I already pay you less than I do the security guards out there at Battle Ranch.
Well, yeah, we burned through some money on Friday, too, didn't we, Jerry?
Well, yeah, and unfortunately, I didn't realize you're going to want to play that many games.
Well, I'm sorry I asked to play that ring toss so many times. I'm so close, Jerry, to get that ring over them bottles. we spent about $350 on that one.
$378.
Oh, man, I'm sorry, Jerry.
I wouldn't say you were so close.
Well, I was pretty close on some of them, and, well, I apologize for what happened in the... that auto building there, Jerry.
Well, yeah, I hadn't really made the press yet, but we got kicked out of the auto show, you and me.
Kicked out?
Yeah, we thought it'd be fun to go in there, and, you know, like we was talking about last week, burn some farts into them seats of them new cars.
Why would that be fun for two men in their 60s?
Well, it's fun to do bad things, Junior. I thought it'd be fun, but, you know, Jerry, at our age, we ought to know better than to trust a fart. And especially after having the deep-fried chili pie.
Oh, jeez.
Yeah, Wade destroyed a car.
Oh.
Yeah, that Chevy Malibu never going to be the same. I don't know if I'd call that a new car now, Jerry. But, you know, they really have to bring them people in the beekeeper outfits.
That's called the hazmat team.
Oh, is that the hazmat team?
Yes.
Yeah.
To clean up after you guys?
Yeah, of course, I got to looking at it, and that back windshield didn't look too good.
I mean, it was bad inside. It was everywhere.
Sorry about that, Jerry.
Well,
that's a bad idea.
I'm the proud owner of a now biohazardous Chevy Malibu.
Yeah. Well, this really was a costly trip, wasn't it?
Yeah. But we had fun on some rides. At least I did. Jerry wouldn't go on rides. How come you don't go on rides, Jerry?
The new glue that I'm using on top of my head isn't so trustworthy.
Oh, okay. Well, you missed a good time on that Magnum ride. That was fun. Of course, it scared me so bad, I think I peed my pants and threw up at the same time, Jerry.
What a mess you were this weekend.
My God.
Ah.
And then I got sick on the bumper cars, too, Jerry.
Yeah, how do you vomit in bumper cars? I don't get that.
Well, because you kept running into me, Jerry, T-boning me about every 5 seconds, it seemed like. And, you know, I just had one of them electric bumper cars that I barely fit in. And you had one of them John Deere Gators with the cattle guard on the front of it, Jerry. What was that all about?
I paid him a little extra to let me bring my own car.
Man. And then you rammed into me, and you got on top of me, and you started punching me in the face, Jerry.
Trying to knock some sense into you.
Well, it hurt. That wasn't fun at all.
All right, listen, Wade, enough about the state fair.
Okay.
Did you do your bi-week homework assignment? I told you. I wanted you to watch our next opponent, Tennessee.
I sure did, Jerry. I watched Tennessee play, and they're good now. They damn near beat the LSU until they ran 13 men on the field there. You know, that's something like we'd do, Jerry, run 13 men on the field on defense.
Oh, listen, you weren't supposed to watch the Tennessee Volunteers, Tennessee Titans. That's our next opponent.
The pro team,
well,
Coach.
All you said was Tennessee, Jerry. How am I supposed to know what you're talking about?
Because it's obvious to anyone with half a brain.
Oh, well, no, I don't. When did Tennessee play?
Yesterday.
Yesterday.
Oh, I didn't watch that. I was watching Blazing Saddles yesterday, Jerry. Boy, they sure do use the N-word a lot in that movie.
Okay, yes, I know.
And, you know, come to think about it, it kind of reminded me of being in your office and talking football.
All right, listen, hang up.
All right, then.
Hang up.
There they go. Boy, he got off the phone quick after that accusation.
Wade and Jerry for another week here on the Dunham and Miller Show. All right, it's 8:40.